This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel forces are battling U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants across Gaza in intense fighting that has prevented the distribution of some of the devastation and mass displacement seen in the north to the south. It's also further shrinking the area where Palestinians can seek safety and pushing large numbers of people toward the sealed-off border with Egypt. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu this week ordered a thorough investigation of the bombing by drone of civilians on Sunday in northern Kaduna State. Amnesty International said at least 120 people were killed in the bombing, citing reports from field staff and local residents. Timothy Obuzu reports from the Nigerian capital, Abuja.
The Nigerian military has also ordered an investigation and promised the outcome will guide future operations. Authorities also promised to compensate families. But rights group Amnesty International says authorities have reneged on past promises made to families of errant military bombing. In January, 39 civilians were erroneously bombed in Nasarawa State near the capital, and authorities promised to investigate. But rights groups like Amnesty International are still demanding accountability for that strike and others. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday called on Congress to pass tens of billions of dollars in military and economic assistance for Ukraine. Speaking at the White House, Biden warned of dire consequences for Kyiv if lawmakers do not act.
Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for and abandon our global leadership, not just Ukraine, but beyond that.
This is VOA News. The United States is charging four Russian-affiliated soldiers with war crimes for what American prosecutors describe as the heinous abuse of a U.S. citizen following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February of last year. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
The charges are the first ever under the nearly 30-year-old U.S. war crimes statute and detail the abduction and torture of an American living in the southern Ukrainian village of Molovi when Russian forces moved in.
Tied his hands behind his back, pointed a gun at his head, and beat him with their feet, their fists, and the stocks of their guns.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the four defendants include two commanders and two lower-level soldiers affiliated with either the Russian armed forces or the so-called Donetsk People's Republic, and that they even conducted a mock execution. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The United States on Wednesday formally determined that warring parties in Sudan committed war crimes, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, as Washington increases pressure on the army and paramilitary rapid support forces to end fighting that has caused a humanitarian crisis. Washington also determined the RSF and allied militias committed crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing, Blinken said in a statement. The fighting, which broke out in mid-April, has displaced more than 6.5 million people inside and outside Sudan, killed more than 10,000, and decimated the economy. A gunman opened fire on Wednesday on a college campus in the western U.S., the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Campus Police Chief Adam Garcia says there was a report of an active shooter at Beam Hall, home of UNLV's Lee Business School.
Officers immediately responded. Engaged the suspect. The suspect at this point is deceased.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill says there is no further threat.
Of course, we have no idea on the motive. There are a number of victims that have been transported to area hospitals.
The UNLV campus is just 3 miles from the Mandalay Bay Casino. 60 people were killed in a mass shooting there in 2017. I'm Ed Donahue.
Peru's former president, Alberto Fujimori, has been released from prison on humanitarian grounds, despite a request from a regional human rights court to delay his release. The 85-year-old was serving a 25-year sentence in connection with the slayings of 25 Peruvians by death squads in the 1990s. Peru's constitutional court ordered Fujimori's immediate release on Tuesday, but the Inter-American Court of Human Rights asked for a delay to study the ruling. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.